As you've been hearing this morning, around 40 people are known to have died in a fire at a crowded bar during a New Year's Eve party in the Swiss resort town of Crans, Montana. Around 115 people are reported to be injured, including, we now know, at least one Australian. The fire started at around 1:30 a.m. local time at Le Constellation Bar in the canton of Valais in southwestern Switzerland. Officials say they're still investigating the cause of the fire, but it appears, they say, to be an accident rather than an attack. Imogen Folkes is a BBC correspondent in the capital, Bern. I spoke to her a little earlier.
Good morning. Well, this happened in the Swiss ski resort of Crans, Montana, very popular resort right across Europe, quite an upmarket resort, kind of straddles Switzerland and France. You can ski from one country to the other. And as ever at New Year, very, very busy. Lots of Swiss people like to go into the mountains, have a nice dinner, and then ski on New Year's Day. Fantastic winter weather at the moment. And unfortunately, very early this morning, it ended in tragedy, primarily for many young people who were in the Constellation Bar. They are very popular with young people, one of the more affordable, and there aren't so many in Crans, Montana, affordable if you're, you know, in your late teens, early 20s.
And we understand the bar was very busy at that time.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that more than 100 people have been taken to hospital, many of them with very serious injuries, severe burns. And we know that 40 people, possibly more, are dead. The process of identification is very sadly expected to take some time. But we also know this is a big place. It has space for more than 200, possibly even 300 people. And it was New Year's Eve. And round about 1 o'clock in the morning, local time, apparently, people saw smoke. The fire then took hold incredibly fast because the security services got there quickly. But for many people, it was already too late.
Well, I read one account from a survivor. Obviously, none of this is verified, but they were saying that the exit route from the bar was very narrow. Would that surprise you in a country like Switzerland?
I think we have to handle some of these things with a little bit of caution. Let's not forget that anybody who was there is in shock. This was an absolutely catastrophic and horrifying event. We heard tonight even that some of the emergency workers are being treated for shock because of the scenes they were greeted with when they got there. We should wait probably for the forensic specialists who are there, who are looking at this. Let's also not forget that were you to be caught up in something like that and trying to get out, everywhere is going to feel too narrow when there are hundreds and hundreds of people. Switzerland does have strict safety and building regulations. We don't know yet if that was the flaw. We do know that a fire, however it started, spread way, way too quickly. And there are answers. People will want answers quickly. How did this happen and how can it be prevented from ever happening again?
Authorities are ruling out terrorism. What have they said on the possible cause for this tragedy?
Well, as we said, there are forensic specialists. There's a specialist team usually based in Zurich who look exactly at this kind of thing. They have been most of the day in Crans, Montana. The authorities have suggested that it could be something called a blaze over or flame over, where the fire starts and air also rushes in and everything that's combustible ignites very, very quickly. And certainly with the people who survived, the eyewitnesses, and there is a little bit of mobile phone footage where things, you know, people are dancing, the roof is on fire, the whole roof is on fire. This we can see. So I think, again, something has gone terribly wrong that needs to be looked at and solved. But for now, I think also there is just huge, huge grief here and families also waiting to find out where their loved ones are. Are they in the hospital? Even some of those people, they are so severely injured, they have not been identified yet.
Countries including Australia are saying they're ready to provide consular assistance if any of their nationals are caught up in this. Is it the kind of place which would attract foreign visitors?
Yes, it is. This is a famous resort, maybe not quite as famous as Zermatt where the Matterhorn is, but very, very popular ski resort. The World Ski Downhill Champions are going to be held there next year. Very popular, certainly, across Europe. We do know that the Swiss authorities have already approached the French and Italian ambassadors in Switzerland because they fear, and I think we have confirmed that some Italian citizens are injured and some are missing. This may well be the case for French citizens. So, yes, I think these are not only going to be Swiss people who are the casualties in this. What we also know is that it appears most of them are very, very young. This was a bar for teenagers and early 20s.
And the Swiss president has commented on the disaster. What tone did he strike?
The president, Guy Parmelin, is from that part of Switzerland. He was visibly moved and upset when he went to the scene this afternoon. And then he joined the press conference held by the emergency services early this evening. And he wanted to say to the families of the people who have died and the families of the survivors, he said, "We are all grieving with you. You are not alone. We stand by your side." He announced there would be national mourning. The flags over the Parliament building here in the capital, Bern, will fly at half-mast for 5 days. This, of course, will be not much comfort to the families and the people in hospital. But he also said, "I assure you, the priority is to identify the people who have died, the people in hospital, to let the families know first and foremost, and to find out exactly how this happened and make sure it doesn't happen again." This will, though, I think, take some time, a very hard time now for the families of those caught up in this.
Horrific tragedy to start the new year. Imogen Folkes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Imogen Folkes, a BBC correspondent in Bern. And if you missed our interview with the Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, earlier, he told us that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has now confirmed one Australian has been injured in that fire. DFAT says it's making urgent inquiries to determine whether any other Australians were impacted.